Beliefs Beneath the Surface. If you study anything deeply enough and look for the underlying principles, you will find beliefs beneath the surface. A good example is our monetary system. The green pieces of paper we use to exchange goods and services are made of pure belief. The trust we place in U.S. dollars is based on the belief that they have value and will continue to have value. The truth is, they have no essential value. If you remove the belief in the institutions behind them, our government and banks, they would be green pieces of paper. Think of any major problem in the world: war, hunger, poverty, environmental destruction, cruelty, genocide, abuse. When you look deeply at what enables people to do the worst to each other and to the planet, you will find basic beliefs at the core of the problem. For example, I am separate. I must dominate others to survive. Those other people are vermin and must be destroyed. The Earth's resources are here to be exploited. Making a profit is the most important thing in life. On the other hand, consider the greatest accomplishments of humanity: music, art, literature, justice, medicine, philosophy, science, and technology. When you look deeply into what inspires people to do their best and to make a contribution to the world, you will also find basic beliefs at the core. For example, love is more important than anything else. I am here to create beauty. I want to make a difference and make the world a better place. Peace is possible. Injustice must end. All people deserve to have their basic needs met. We can heal ourselves, heal each other, and heal the earth. Your life is a result of the beliefs you've accumulated throughout your lifetime. Your reality, that is, your experience of the world, is composed of your beliefs. Your beliefs act as a filter, like sunglasses in front of your eyes. You see some of the things around you, but not others, all in accordance with your beliefs. You attract specific kinds of experiences, and not others, because of the beliefs you hold. Is it possible to transform our lives so that we create only what we want? Is it possible to feel only how we want to feel? The simple answer is yes, but it takes some work. It's like shoveling thick snow that has accumulated over many snowstorms. There's a lot of work to do, but it can be done. You can live your dream life if you're willing to do some shoveling.